You're listening to SBS News.
I think one of the things we have to realise is that this particular strain of COVID-19 seems to be more easily transmitted from human to human. If the evidence of what we saw of two gentlemen passing each other and the other one catching the Delta strain of COVID-19, then that's an extreme worry for our people, particularly in remotes. The results that came out of the Granite mine are concerning, but equally in capital cities. So what I'm hoping is in capital cities our people are flocking to those significant points where you can go and have mass injections, because that's important they do that. If not, go to an ACHO and have your injections, and certainly in remotes, don't be afraid. You're better off having the vaccination, and whilst it worries you, it shouldn't, because the evidence shows that it's effective. What was interesting was the case that happened where there were 26 people infected at a party. The six who weren't had had the vaccine. So it's very telling that the vaccine works. It gives you some form of immunity, which is absolutely important.
And we've seen around 16% of First Nations people have had at least one jab. Should that be higher? Is it disappointing that those numbers aren't higher?
It is disappointing. I think there's a reticence by our people. They are fearful. In talking with elders in Darwin, they were expressing their concern about the impact of this particular strain. Some were going to travel, but they're not. They're staying home. They want to stay within their communities. And so there is a realisation that this is important. There are some people who believe that it's only going to be in capital cities. But all you need, as we've seen, is for one person to travel, have that COVID-19, and as they go through, can affect and infect other people.
And the government has faced criticism over its slow rollout and changing advice. Do you think that that is causing some hesitancy amongst our communities?
No, it's not. In fact, it's social media. It's the messages of the anti-vaxxers. It's the messages that media itself has covered in terms of individuals having blood clots. That has scared people. I know in one community, the young people were saying, don't have it because you'll get blood clots. But they're very rare. They are extremely rare. What is more dangerous is not having the vaccination and then coming into contact with the Delta strain of COVID-19. You are likely to be infected, and given your remote community, then getting to a hospital and having to go in for intensive treatment can be problematic. I would rather see our people have the vaccination and at least prepare their bodies, because when you have that vaccination, it creates in your own body antibodies that fight that virus. So as it fights the virus, it creates an automatic response in your body so that when you come near somebody with COVID-19, then your body's in a better place to fight it. It's like being a warrior with everything ready for a fight. You can protect yourself, but if you're not the warrior and you are vulnerable, then you have the problem of being easily got to. And that's the simple analogy that we've got to think about. We have to prepare ourselves, we have to prepare our communities, and we have to protect our children.
Do you think the government should be putting more concerted information and more campaigns targeting First Nations people to, I guess, overturn some of that language that's coming out of media and social media and things like that?
Well, I don't blame media per se. It's just they covered those stories to do with the clots, and that's had that impact. And I suspect that impact will be on other Australians as well. And whilst they're rare instances, people do have a fear. But the other side of it is pressure from young people saying, don't do it because you're my family. That's what we've got to change. But government's providing resources through a national task force that Minister Hunt has set up, of which Pat Turner from NACHO is part of that. So they are strategising around the supply of vaccines, and certainly the community controlled health sectors are heavily involved. But equally, if there are GPs, then go to your GP or use, where they have pop-up centres in capital cities, go to one of those and have your vaccine. It's absolutely important. And we can see how quickly it's spreading in Sydney and in a couple of locations where people from the Granite Mine have gone home and have now been in contact with another person. And we're already seeing premiers responding by locking their borders.
And we've seen a kind of swing or reaction between states and territories locking down. Do you think that 15 months into the pandemic, we're still here? Would you have hoped that we have moved past that?
Now, one of the problems you have with viruses is they mutate and they create new variations, which is what we're seeing. And you expect that. It's like the influenza A and influenza B. Every year we have the flu injection, and that helps us. And it prepares our body to fight the infection if we come in contact with somebody who hasn't had an injection and has influenza A or B. And it works.
And last night the Prime Minister changed the advice so that those under 40s, if they speak to their GPs, can get the AstraZeneca vaccine. What's your advice to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who are thinking about getting that vaccine?
I wouldn't think I would act. I've had both my needles. I'm glad that I have, and I'm glad that when I read about six people who went to a party, everybody else is affected but they weren't, then that gives me reason to believe the vaccine works. Otherwise, those other six would have been infected as well. The Prime Minister is lowering the age to make sure that as many people as possible are protected, because we don't want loss of life. And in our community, we've been extremely fortunate. When you think of somewhere between 750 to 800,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people whose health is not brilliant, we have chronic conditions, then we've been in a good place. But that good place can change with this particular Delta strain. And I agree with Pat Turner's comment the other night when she said this could spread like wildfire in a community. That's what we don't want, and that's why it's important people vaccinate.